Tell me about your off season. What's how's it been? And happy to get back to work.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, lots of time off. You know, it's what I enjoy here. You know, because we got a bigger break than in Europe, so you have time to, you know, go to the family, take some vacation, and try to take off from soccer a little bit. So it was a good time for me.
Did you go back to France, or were you in Philadelphia? Where were you?
Yeah, of course. I was interviewed in Philadelphia, you know, at the beginning, and after I went to Europe, you know, England and France to see my family a little bit and my friends, and after just take some vacation when the weather is a bit warmer than in Philadelphia, because I was expecting some snow and cold weather, so I needed to see some sun before coming here. It was nice, and you know, now ready to be here and work with the team.
After the kind of season you had, where do you even begin to improve? What do you focus on in the off season? Where do you put the work in?
You know, individually, it's try to continue to surf on this wave. You know, I got last year individually to help my team. You know, on the field and off the field, it's what I want to do. But after, as a team, I think we got lots of ambition. You know, this year we want to make the playoff first, and after, you know, win the title. I think it's the objective of every team. But this year, because of, you know, our first year, maybe we got some excuses of being, you know, a new franchise. We were a little bit maybe scared, or, you know, learning a little bit from this league. But I think now we want to win games, and it's the most important. It's you know, when we are at home, we know we have all the support of the fans, so we have to work now to win games away. It's what I think we were in difficulty last year, and we try to work on it to be a competitive at home and away too.
From what you've seen so far, the players who you've been working with this week, are there particular players you think have really put in a lot of effort during the off season and have come back a lot better?
You know, yeah, I think, you know, it's I think the big thing from last year is we already know each other, so it's very easy, you know, to come back in the locker room, and you don't have, you know, the 2-3 weeks to, you know, we try to learn from each other, know each other better, try to speak the same language on the field and off the field. So I think right now it's pretty easy to come back all together, and we already know all the, how you say, the good point of each player. You know, what is the strength and what is the weakness. So I think we are able to help each other and try to make the team better. And like you saw, there is lots of, you know, young kids who are in tryout right now, and you know, the roster is going to grow by 30 players, so we have more players in the team too. So it's good, you know, he put some you know, competitive at the practice, and it's what we need to be a better team.
How have the off-season moves by this club really encouraged you? I mean, do you see this stuff going on at home, and does it make you smile when you see the signings, the people they're drafting?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, it was something good. I was following with a little eye when I was in off season about what was happening here. But you know, I'm just glad to be back, and you know, seeing all the people who now know the team, you know, come to see practice. It's fun to have that with us, and we know we are now all the city, you know, behind us, and it's something good to start this new season.
The two teams that are coming into the league this year, Portland and Vancouver. Especially with Portland, given your experience in Seattle, you know what the fans are like up there. For the people on the East Coast who haven't seen this yet, what's this going to be like?
You know, it's two very competitive teams. I used to play, you know, against them when I was in Seattle, my two first year. You know, we are playing the same division in USL. I can tell you that in Portland, you know, they have a huge base, and kind of like Seattle, you know, they are really behind the team, lots of noise, and they are, I think, going to be a hard team to beat in their field. But you know, I think they have a good base of fans over there, and it's going to be a great you know, city to play, and I'm sure we are going to have lots of fun, and Portland are going to be a good team, and the same for Vancouver. You know, even if it's in Canada, I used to play there too. They have a huge band basis too, and you know, it's going to be very joyful to play over there, and I'm sure you know, they are building their team too to be very competitive. So it's going to be fun, especially for people who, you know, are in Seattle, to have Seattle, Vancouver, and Portland. You know, with all the derby over there, it's going to be, I think, lots of talking, and the fans are going to be, you know, happy to see this game.